Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the sixth parak of Maseches Nedarim and begin the seventh parak of Maseches Nedarim. So we are up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Yud. So it says in the Mishnah, Min HaKruv, also be ispargus. If a person took a neder that ushered him from eating cabbage, he's also not allowed to eat a particular type of cabbage called ispargus, because it's a type of cabbage. Min ispargus mutar b'kruv. But if he made a neder not to eat ispargus, which is a very specific type of cabbage, then he's still allowed to eat regular cabbage, because asparagus is only used to describe a particular type of cabbage, but the other varieties of cabbage are not included in the word asparagus. Similarly, min agrisim aser min hamikveh. If a person took a neder that he's not going to eat ground up beans, then he's not allowed to eat mikveh, which is like a porridge of beans either, because even after beans are made up into a porridge, people might still call them grisim. Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi allows eating a porridge, eating a mikveh, even if he took a neder from grisim. Min hamikpa mutar b'grisim. But if a person took a neder that he's not going to eat the porridge, then everyone agrees that he's definitely allowed to eat ground up beans, because no one will look at a bunch of ground up beans and call that a porridge. So therefore, it's not included in his neder. Min hamikpa asur b'shum. If a person took a neder not to eat a particular porridge, he's also not allowed to eat garlic, even if it's not in a porridge, because every single time they would make a mikpa, it would have garlic in it. So whenever a person takes a neder not to eat the porridge, we assume that garlic is included. It was included in that neder. It's so closely identified with porridge that we assume it's included in that neder. Now the Rush explains, well, wait a second. We just said that if you take a neder from mikpeh, it does not apply to grisim, to ground up beans, even though ground up beans l'chora are a fundamental ingredient in every mikpeh. So he explains, not in every mikveh, not every time you make a porridge does it have ground beans. Sometimes they use other ingredients. But garlic, that's a staple. Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to have garlic because that's not in a porridge, because your neder was only from a mikveh. It was not from raw garlic or even cooked garlic that's outside of a porridge. Min hashum mutar b'mikveh. If a person took a neder that he's not going to have garlic, then he's for sure allowed to have a porridge, even though there is garlic in there, because once it's added to a porridge, no one would call it garlic anymore, since it's just a seasoning for that porridge. Min ha'adashim asur ba'ashishin. If a person took a neder that asurs him from eating adashim, which are lentils, he's also not allowed to eat a certain type of lentil, which is a lower quality lentil, because they call that adashim as well. Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi says, nah, no one would refer to that lower quality lentil as a lentil. Min ha'ashishim mutar ba'adashim. But if a person took a neder that asurs him from ashishim, then everyone holds that he's allowed to eat lentils, because no one refers to lentils as ashishim. Chita chitim she'ini toim. If a person says that a kona, that I'm taking a kona not to taste wheat or wheats, asr behen ben kemach ben pas, and he's not allowed to eat anything made out of wheat, whether it's flour of wheat or bread made out of wheat, because by mentioning wheat and wheats, chita and chitim, he's including every possible form of wheat that exists in his neder. Obviously, if it's in singular form, it's talking about bread, because bread is just a singular unit, the Bar Tanura points out. Plural form is talking about kernels of wheat, which would be chewed multiple at a time. You'd put them in your mouth. Gris grisin she'eni toim. If you took a neder of a konam that he's not going to eat gris or grisin, you know, singular bean or beans, aser behen ben chayim v'mushalim, then he's not allowed to eat them whether they are raw or whether they are cooked. Bean in the singular would mean like a thick porridge, which is a single entity that's eaten on its own. Beans in the plural would refer to raw beans, which are eaten several at a time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konam gris o chita sheni toim. If someone said a konam that I'm not going to taste bean or wheat, mutar lachos chayim, then he's allowed to chew bean or wheat raw, because the singular form doesn't include raw beans or raw wheat kernels. Meaning, whenever you say it in singular, it only answers a bread or a porridge, a singular unit. But, and if you use, it would stand to reason that if you use only the plural form, chitim or grisin, then you're not allowed to chew them raw, because we assume that that's what it includes, but you would be allowed to have, you know, a loaf of bread, you would be allowed to have it, or a porridge, in, you know, in the baked or cooked form, because in the plural it's not referring to that. Now we move on to the seventh parak of Maseches Nedarim, and also we're going to talk about a number of Nedarim. and you know of particular words you may use in your nedarim, and what the neder includes when you use those words. And obviously everything goes b'lashon b'nei adam. Hanoder min hayarek mutar b'deluin. Someone took his neder, asking him from eating vegetables, so he's allowed to eat gourds because people use the term vegetables only to refer to vegetables that are ne'echal chai, that a person would eat raw. Gourds are only edible when they're cooked, and therefore it's not included in the neder. Rabbi Akiva Oser, Rabbi Akiva says gourds are also included in vegetables. Apparently, people do refer to gourds as a vegetable. Now, the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva each bring a raya. So, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham says Rabbi Akiva, v'alo Omer Adam l'shlucho kach liyerek. A person will sometimes say to a shliach, "Go buy some vegetables for me," and the shliach goes to the market and he finds that there are gourds there, but there are no cucumbers or tomatoes or any other vegetables. V'hu Amar lo matzasiel deluin. So he comes back and he says, "Look, I found gourds. Should I get that for you?" So since he wouldn't simply just buy the gourds, because after all he was told to go buy vegetables, isn't that a raya that gourds are not vegetables? So Amar lahem, so Rabbi Akiva says, "What do you mean, kein hadavar? That's exactly my raya." O Shema Omer hulo lo matzasi al kitnis. Would he ever come back and say, "Oh, I didn't find vegetables, but I found hammers and nails"? You know, kitnis literally means beans, but you know, something that's totally irrelevant, something that wouldn't be called a vegetable at all. Why did he even think to report back to him that at least he found gourds there? It must be because gourds are sometimes referred to as a vegetable. Gourds are a vegetable. Kitnios, beans, are not a yarek. And he's not allowed to eat moist pula mitzri, you know, moist Egyptian beans, but he's allowed to have dried ones because fresh Egyptian beans are very often called vegetables. Dried Egyptian beans are not called vegetables. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah, in the sixth parak, we discussed a variety of nedarim. If a person took a neder from kruv, so he's not allowed to eat asparagus. From asparagus, he is allowed to eat kruv. From greasen, he's not allowed to eat a porridge. But whereas Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says he can, from a porridge, he is allowed to eat greasen. If he took a neder from a mikveh, from a porridge, he's not allowed to eat garlic, whereas Rabbi Yossi says yes, he is. If he took a neder from garlic, he's for sure allowed to eat a porridge. If he took a neder from lentils, he's not allowed to eat ashishin, which is a bad type of lentil. Rabbi Yossi allows that. From ashishim, he's allowed to eat adashim. We said chita chitim. The basic rule was, and gris grisin, is that in the singular form, chitam refers to a loaf of bread. In the plural form, it refers to raw wheat. When we say gris in the singular form, it refers to a porridge. Grisin, it refers to the beans, and therefore there are a number of halachos that emerge from that basic distinction. Then we moved on to the seventh parak of Maseches Nedarim. We said that if a person takes a neder from Yerek, it's a machlokas whether gourds are included in that. Tanakama says gourds are not included in that, and Rabbi Akiva says they are, and they both bring their raya from the same place, and that is from the very common convention that if a person was sent to the store to buy vegetables, he might come back and say, "Oh, they have gourds. Do you want me to get that?" So the question is, how do you interpret the fact that he would come back with, you know, and ask if you want gourds? Do you interpret that to mean that gourds are obviously not vegetables because otherwise he just would have bought them, or do you interpret that to mean that obviously gourds are vegetables because he would never come back and say, you know, they have beans because beans are obviously not vegetables? And then we said if someone asked himself from vegetables, it includes pul hamitzri lach, but does not include a pul hamitzri yavesh. Okay, Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up in the seventh parak of Maseches Nedarim.